And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 14th. In 1973, the Everly Brothers split up during an onstage fight at Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, California. John Lennon's mother, Julia, was struck by a car and killed this week in 1958. In 1952, Gladys Knight won the Ted Mack Amateur Hour and its whopping $2,000 prize. This week in 1981, Harry Chapin was killed in an auto accident on Long Island Expressway in New York State. Cream formed this week in 1966. Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina split up in 1976, reunited 29 years later. This week in 1954, Danny Cedrone, the session guitarist who played the solo on Rock Around the Clock, died after a fall in a Philadelphia restaurant with ever enjoying the success of Rock Around the Clock. And years later, his widow was given a commemorative gold record for Rock Around the Clock. No one was hurt as a bomb exploded under a Rolling Stones concert equipment truck this week in 1972 in Montreal. In 1955, Annette Funicello and the Musketeers appeared for the first time on television. It was an ABC TV special celebrating the opening of Disneyland. The Beatles' Yellow Submarine film premiered in London this week in 1968. In 1946, Petula Clark made her TV debut, and it was on the TV show in England, Cabaret. She was only 13 at the time. Bobby Fuller was found dead in his car in Hollywood this week in 1966. The death was ruled a suicide, but evidence through the years has pointed to foul play. Manager George Treadwell fired all members of the Drifters and replaced them with the members of the Crowns, the Five Crowns, this week in 1958, and, of course, kept the name the Drifters. Sun Records released the very first Elvis single. It was That's All Right, Mama, this week in 1954. In 1961, the Beatles signed a German recording contract with producer Bert Kempfert as the Beat Brothers. The Carpenters' summer TV series debuted this week in 1971, and their guest was Mark Lindsay. Filming began on the Viva Las Vegas movie that starred Elvis Presley and Anne Margaret this week in 1963. In the studio, the Coasters recorded Poison Ivy in 59. The Beach Boys cut In My Room in 1963. Johnny Rivers began recording Poor Side of Town this week in 1966. And also in 66, the Monkees recorded the TV theme Here We Come, the Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees theme song. Birthdays. Linda Ronstadt turned 73 this week. H.P. Barnum, producer of the OJs and Fifth Dimension, is 83. Alicia Bridges, 66. Desmond Decker, born this week, 1942. Denise LaSalle, born in 1938. Spencer Davis is turning 80 this week. Nicolette Larson, born in 52. Phoebe Snow was born this week in 1950. Gail Garnett turns 77. Vince Guaraldi, born in 32. Dion DiMucci is 80. Martha Reeves is 78. Lonnie Mack, born in 1941. Screamin' Jay Hawkins, born in 29. Sue Thompson is 94 this week. George Hamilton IV, born in 1937. Vicky Carr is 78 this week. Carlos Santana turned 72. John Lodge from the Moody Blues is 74. Buddy Knox, born in 1933, and Phil Upchurch is turning 78. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 14th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.